What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Thursday, March 7th. I woke up this morning in Medellin, my home away from home. Had a great time in South Florida. Spent some time at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Had my poker tournament a couple of days ago. And then I said, it's time to get back to Medellin for a little while. Some rest, relaxation, everything calm over here, cool, collected. And of course, one of the reasons that I'm able to spend so much time here or anywhere around the world is because we're in 2024, and anything I need to know or see in terms of games, scoops, information, it's all readily available. Some of you may not be fans of streaming, like on television. I'm a huge fan. I wasn't at first, but now I'm a huge fan because I have all my apps. I've got everything. It's like I'm sitting in Miami, except I can't actually be at the game. I could still watch it. And I'm in Miami still a ton, but I just love being here in Medellin, getting to watch all the games, getting all my info, and at the same time, seeing all of my friends. Girls, 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 girls. The only thing is I got to put in parlays and wagers at the supermarket instead of on the Hard Rock app. And I get so many messages, plus phone calls. Marlins man hits me up almost every single day. What's the play today? What's the play today? Like he needs money? It's not about the money for him. It's just the action. And it's the same for some of you too. It just feels, I don't know if this is a bad thing or it's a good thing. You just get this amazing feeling. And some of you know it. And those of you who don't know it, you're saying, oh, that's a degenerate. Maybe it is. But you just get this feeling when you're watching a game or you got action on something. It's fantastic. And then when you win, I mean, you should have seen me in the poker room the other night at the Hard Rock. The Panthers are up 4-3. 4.5 minutes to go. I put in a play plus 230 on the money line for exactly 8 goals. I need that empty netter. You should have seen me sweating with 10 or 15 seconds to go. And they got it with about 7.5 seconds. Oh, that was just, it was amazing. So 2024, it's not like the old days when I used to go to Costa Rica in 2005 for many years and my cell phone wouldn't even work there. I started this show in 2008, but 19 years ago, I would go to Costa Rica and I would leave my cell phone in the safe in a hotel room. I'd go out, I wouldn't even have my cell phone because it wouldn't work. I can't imagine doing that right now. So a long time ago, if you left town, you were out of the loop, but it ain't like that today. We got a big menu tonight. If you're a South Florida sports fan, I say if because I know we got New Yorkers out there. New Yorkers in town. Oh, I hate everything about South Florida sports, but I love when our teams are in South Florida, and I love the weather in South Florida, although it's been rainy. But tonight, for South Florida sports fans, we got a full slate. The Miami Heat, they're on the road against the Dallas Mavericks, so we get to see the Heat take on Luka. The Florida Panthers, they just keep winning and winning and winning. They're home. They're in Sunrise taking on the filthy Philadelphia Flyers. Those Philly fans are something else. We've also got Inter Miami in Nashville for a game tonight. Tuesday night, we had double-barreled action. Tonight, we got triple-barreled action. So we're topping Tuesday here on this Thursday. I'll tell you what I'm going to do this hour. I plan, keyword plan, because things change. I plan to do a full hour worth of talk about the same subject, but it will involve all of our teams. But I can't get to it. I can't get to that discussion, what I really want to start with, until the hour begins. And I'm not beginning yet because I've only been talking 4.5 minutes. It's way too early to officially begin the hour. I still got to do all my small talk and get to everything else. So this morning, I'm here in Medellin, like I told you. I posted on my Instagram story a picture of the coffee that I had this morning, one of the stronger cups of coffee that I've had in a long time. And if you can't tell, I mean, that was hours ago that I had the coffee. And I'm still kind of vibing off of that coffee. It was called a flat white. Not really used to flat whites. But I said, okay, flat white. They said they're going to make it a little darker for me. Some of you may be familiar with it. So first I had a cappuccino. And then I saw somebody else order this and they said it's a flat white. I said, okay, bring me a flat white. I had a flat white, but it wasn't so white. It had less milk and it was amazing. I said, you know what? I need another one. So this morning I had three coffees, two flat whites and a cappuccino. And apparently a flat white is kind of like a cappuccino, just darker or something. I'm not sure. I'm not a barista. I'm not a, I drink tons of coffee, if you can't tell. Sometimes I'll have a Monster Energy, but I'm not a coffee aficionado. Like, you got people that go into Starbucks and they've got an order that takes 45 seconds. They go up to the cash register and they roll off their order. And I'm like, oh my gosh, are you finished yet? That's just one drink. A lot of people order on the app. I'm not one of those. I try my best to keep it very simple. But what I had this morning was amazing. And while I'm having my coffees this morning, my flat white, as I told you, Marlon's man called me. And I actually, you know what? Let me call him. I want to call him real quickly about this parlay for tonight with the Panthers. Let me hit up Marlon's man. I'm not even going to tell him in advance that I'm calling because I want this to be extremely authentic. So I got to hook this up here to my phone. Maybe this will sound terrible, the connection, but I want this to be legit. Let me call up Marlon's man. Let's see if he picks up. Okay, so far he's not picking up. One more ring. Let me see if he picks up. Maybe he's actually working. No. Okay, he's not picking up. Well, the heck with him. Anyway, he called me this morning. He says, I need a play for tonight. And the Florida Panthers, you probably saw yesterday, they make a trade with the Ottawa Senators. They pick up Vladimir Tarasenko. I'm looking at this deal, and I'm like, okay, this is good for depth. An experienced player, the Panthers get deeper. They don't need a big shakeup or anything like that. Trade deadline is tomorrow. The Panthers are here making moves, signing players, making deals. Said, all right, let me just wait a few minutes and see what the new lines for the Florida Panthers are going to be. And I see that Tarasenko is now on the top line. They took Verhaeghe off the top line, and they put him on the second line now with Sam Bennett and Matthew Tkachuk. So Tarasenko goes from the Senators to the top line with the Florida Panthers with Reinhart and Barkov. I go to the Hard Rock Bet app. I can't use it, but I could look at the odds and everything, but I can't use it here in Medellin. Won't work. And I see Tarasenko, his point total is over half plus 100. I said, you got to hammer this immediately and use Reinhart there because he's on the top line and we know how good Reinhart is. And also use Sam Bennett because now he's got Verhaeghe and Tkachuk with him instead of Cousins. So I told him, put in this parlay. Panthers win because I do think they win tonight. I mean, right now all they do is win. So you want to use Panthers win. Tarasenko gets a point. Bennett gets a point on that second line. Oh, look. I still have that phone connected, but it's not Marlon's man. So they're not getting. It's probably somebody else wanting a parlay for tonight. I had to disconnect that. So Panthers win. Tarasenko gets a point. Bennett gets a point. And Reinhardt gets a point. And it was plus 475 this morning. To me, that's amazing. Great value. I really, really like that parlay. I wish I could put it in here at the supermarket in Medellin. But like the unlike the Hard Rock Bet app, you cannot correlate the players in the same game, which stinks. So I can't do a supermarket parlay. But I did post what Marlins Man wagered, which was my suggestion. I posted that on my Twitter feed at Andy Slater and also on my IG. Just search Andy Slater, and it's on my IG story. A lot of people, surprisingly, have said to me on social media or questioned, what is a point in hockey? Which tells me there's a lot of people who don't understand hockey, at least the terminology. A point is either a goal or assist. So it's either or. You can get whichever one. Some people are putting in goals by accident, but it's points. So make sure you read everything carefully. All right, I got a lot to get to this hour. And as I said, this hour is going to be a discussion regarding one thing, but it's for all of our teams in South Florida. I thought about this last night on my flight. And then this morning, while I was having my two flat whites and another cappuccino, I said, I want to do this show today about one subject, but involve all of our teams. And I think it's going to be an interesting discussion. And you're about to find out what it is, because it's time for the hour to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
So I begin today, and I begin this hour with something I really want to discuss because it's been on my mind. And I'm going to use this entire hour to talk about the same subject, but it will involve all of our teams. And it has to do with GMs. Yes, general managers. Correct. I am doing GM talk. We all like to be GMs, don't we? We play GMs at home. We play managers and coaches at home. We all want to be the GM. Is this a right move? Is this a wrong move? Let me tell you why I'm going to do GM talk. When you look at the news cycle as of late, there's been a lot of discussion about general managers. And a very simple question. Do you trust this one? Particularly when it comes to Dolphins football. But I don't want to start with the Dolphins. I want to discuss this most recent move, the one in the news cycle right now. Got in there yesterday in South Florida, and it's still in there today because Vladimir Tarasenko is on the top line for the Florida Panthers. The Panthers make this deal with the Ottawa Senators. Bill Zito wakes up yesterday morning, and he says, So the Panthers send the Senators some draft picks, and they get back Vladimir Tarasenko. My first reaction when I heard about that move, this isn't a huge impact move because Tarasenko's best days are behind him. This is somebody who's past prime, but he's a veteran. He's got that Stanley Cup experience. I just don't see this as a huge game changer. Then I started to think a little bit more about that. And especially this morning when I saw Tarasenko's going to the top line. You got a top line that's been working with Verhaeghe, Barkov, and Reinhardt. And now starting tonight, it's going to be Tarasenko, Barkov, and Reinhardt. So I'm thinking about this. And I sort of came to this realization. In Zito, we trust. Bill Zito, the general manager of the Florida Panthers, I think it cannot be argued against that Bill Zito has done a fantastic job building the Florida Panthers. It's not just this move. It's not just the 8-year extension that he also gave Gustav Forsling this morning, who's done a tremendous job. It's not just that. Bill Zito came into the Panthers organization after they finally got rid of Dale Tallon. Dale Tallon, every year for like 9 years, I kept hearing, oh, look what he did with the Blackhawks. Well, look what he's done with the Florida Panthers. He's done nothing with the Florida Panthers. They finally get rid of Dale Tallon. Bill Zito comes in, and he has swung big time. And not just once, time after time. Bill Zito has knocked it out of the park. The biggest and boldest move Zito made was the Matthew Tkachuk deal. The Panthers were just coming off of their best regular season ever. They won the President's Trophy. The team looked to be on the upswing. And what did Bill Zito do? He traded away Jonathan Huberdeau, who at the time was one of the franchise's greatest players. He trades away Hubie for Matthew Tkachuk. That was a big, bold move. I loved the move, but it's a bold one. Zito broke up a team that led the NHL in points. And he did it because he had a vision that this team could be better. And it worked. The Florida Panthers got all the way to the Stanley Cup final last year. And this season, they appear to have an even better team. As a fan, it is such a great feeling to have trust that your general manager is going to make the right move. And equally important, that your general manager is going to make a move to improve the club. Take a look at this team now. They keep winning and winning and winning. They have been so good at home and on the road. The Florida Panthers look like the best team in hockey. They legitimately look like they're a team that's loaded up for a run that ends with a parade. That's what they look like. And because they look like that, it would be very easy for Bill Zito to just sit back, relax, and stand pat with this group. But he's not doing that. He wants more. And I am surprised. You know, on this show, I'm always all about
honesty.
I am very surprised that he has put, or Paul Maurice has put, I'm sure they envision this with the deal, Tarasenko on that top line, the number one line. You have things that are working so well right now. You think, why touch anything? The Florida Panthers right now, they don't need to do that Harlem Shake.
Harlem Shake.
You would think there's no reason to shake anything up. But in Bill Zito, we trust. I trust him. Just when you think the Florida Panthers are playing so well and they don't need to do anything, I trust. I don't know if this will work, but I give it a chance and I trust that this move is going to make this team even better than they've been all season long. Not just necessarily the move bringing Tarasenko to this team, but moving him right now to that number one line. I want the Panthers to go far, like far in, far as in having a parade. I want to see a parade in Broward County to celebrate this Florida Panthers team. And it certainly looked like that's where they were headed. With this move, I'm not against it. I have faith in Bill Zito. Now it may look even more solid. I have faith that he's not going to ruin this. I have full confidence that the moves they're making are going to help, not hinder the cause. That type of faith is earned. I didn't have that faith in Zito when he first came in. He was an agent, a former agent, player agent. The franchise hadn't won a series in the playoffs in a quarter century. They didn't have a long track record of bringing in game changers. But here we are. And the results so far indicate that Bill Zito is a game changer. This Florida Panthers team isn't just really good. They don't have just really good players. They are so well constructed. They've got talent up and down that bench. Their lines are deeper now. They have veterans who are good. They have some emerging younger players. They've got a stud in between the pipes. They've even got a great backup in Stolarz. They have everything that's needed to win the Stanley Cup. And this build, it didn't happen by accident. You want to take a look at GMs? And in this case, the technical title would be team president. But look at Pat Riley. Pat Riley made a move the other day that I think a lot of us got taken back by. Why in the world are the Heat bringing in Patty Mills? The Hawks just dropped Patty Mills from their roster. He's 35 years old. His best days with the Spurs are long behind him. First of all, Pat Riley had more information than we did. We didn't know that Josh Richardson's shoulder injury was going to require surgery and he'd be out for the season. But Pat Riley knew that and it created a need. We didn't know that. Pat Riley did. And now the Heat are more deep at guard. Pat Riley has a track record. The Miami Heat have done it so many times where they pick up an older player and that guy just seamlessly becomes part of the roster and finds a way to contribute. The Bubble Heat brought in Jay Crowder and Andre Iguodala. Last year, the Heat brought in Kevin Love and Cody Zeller. They can't all be winners. I'm referring to Zeller. But there's trust that is earned. How many GMs do we have in South Florida sports that have earned that trust? The GM conversation continues in just a moment. The general manager of the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, he has earned a lot of trust. Bill Mason over there, I don't know if his real title is GM, but he's the dude in charge of the poker room. And what they've got going on in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, unbelievable. The tournaments, the Escalator Series, it started today with their final event in the Escalator Series. It's got a guaranteed prize pool of $500,000. For all of the information how you can get into the Escalator Series, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. They got cash games going on, bonus high hands, tons of tournaments. Every single day, you will find one in the poker room. I've got my monthly tournament there, the Slater Scoops Poker Tournament. The next one will be coming up in early April. I'll tell you more about that later. But if you want to get in that Escalator Series with a $500,000 guaranteed prize pool, visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. And then I hope to see you soon at a poker table at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. We got live racing going on right now at Gulfstream Park on this Thursday afternoon. They had live racing going on there yesterday, too. It is the championship meet. The Florida Derby is just a few weeks away. So much going on in Hollandale Beach at Gulfstream Park right now. Live racing every Wednesday through Sunday. That's 5 days a week. I highly suggest going to Gulfstream Park on a live race day and going to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms. That's where I chill when I go to Gulfstream Park. Get myself a table, have a fantastic meal. The menu is really, really good. And the buffet on the weekends, tremendous as well. Make a reservation, though, if you're going to do that, especially on a weekend. Visit GulfstreamPark.com for all the information. You can hang out outside as well in the Carousel Club. So many different options, including so many different wagers. Heck, you could wager 10 or 20 cents and possibly make thousands of dollars. I see that happen all of the time. The championship meet, it's the best of the best in the horse racing world, and it's going on right now at Gulfstream Park. I want to continue the convo about GMs. I was talking about Bill Zito, and I trust Bill Zito. I also trust Pat Riley. Pat Riley and the Miami Heat front office have earned that trust. Fans trust him. Bill Zito with the Panthers earned the trust by putting together a great roster. The Heat front office earned it by having three rings. They've got a bunch of NBA Finals appearances. The Heat are a consistent winner. The Miami Heat draft and develop as well as anyone in the NBA. Just go through their roster. Bam, first round pick, developed into a star. Tyler Hero, first round pick, developed into a consistently good player. Duncan Robinson, found out of nowhere, developed into a key rotation player. Jaime Jaquez Jr., first round pick, immediate impact. And on and on and on. But that's not it. There's more to it. I think time and again, Pat Riley has shown himself as able. He can make the small moves that put the roster over the top. And not many GMs can do that. At the time, they seem minor. But like getting Patty Mills. Let's say Patty Mills goes off in a key playoff game. And that absolutely could happen. If that happens, does that move continue to seem minor? Now, to be fair, there are those who push back against the mythology of how great Pat Riley is. And the simple reason for that is because in recent years, meaning the past five, Pat Riley's track record on landing whales has not been good. Probably not since the Jimmy Butler trade. And Jimmy, no doubt, has been a max player and has been a huge success with the Miami Heat. But let's keep it real. The Miami Heat, they missed out on Donovan Mitchell. They missed out on Gordon Hayward. They missed out on Kevin Durant several times. They missed out on Damian Lillard. And in particular, the case of Lillard, this guy said he wanted to be in Miami. He made it perfectly clear he wanted to be a member of the Miami Heat, and the Heat couldn't get it done. So the critics have said of Riley, he's lost his fastball. He cannot land the whales. And yet, this is why it's so complicated with him, because they have lost out on big players, but they keep winning. And they keep drafting and developing. The Miami Heat keep finding diamonds in the rough. Max Strus, Gabe Vincent, Haywood Highsmith. Guys that other teams overlooked. So the little moves have made the big swings and misses less relevant, in my opinion. And that's what I'm here for. To give you my opinion. And I have a monster opinion when it leads to the conversation of the team in Miami Gardens. I've talked about the GM in Sunrise. I've talked about the GM in downtown Miami. I will get to the GM in Little Havana. But I want to get to the GM conversation about the one the Dolphins have in Miami Gardens. And I will get to that in just a moment. But forget about a GM. Let's talk about the owner. Let's talk about Stewie, who can get you the bagel loan if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or if you're refinancing. What the heck is the bagel loan? You love bagels. At least I love bagels. I love that everything bagel, the garlic. Oh, it tastes so good. But you will have a much better taste in your mouth with the bagel loan. Think of a bagel. The middle of a bagel is a zero. And that is what you pay Stewie. Zero. Nothing. No lender fees. No appraisal fees. It is the bagel loan, and Stewie has got it for you. Let me tell you what I have. I have Stewie's personal cell phone number, and you're about to have it too. Call Stewie if you're buying a home, need a mortgage, or refinancing. Tell him you're interested in the bagel loan. Here's Stewie's personal cell. 561-379-4441. That's 561-379-4441. Stewie has got the bagel loan, a big zero in the middle of that bagel. That's exactly what you pay Stewie. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. MLS number 226715. The Florida Panthers and Miami Heat are very high on the trust tree when it comes to general managers. They're definitely in the circle of trust because they're winning. We see results, and there's a track record. Now, what about the Miami Dolphins? What about the general manager in Miami Gardens, Chris Greer? The past couple of weeks, what we've seen out of Chris Greer is losing lots of money on defense and losing lots of players on the defensive side of the ball. Xavien Howard, Christian Wilkins, most likely, and also Jerome Baker. These are starters. These are impact players who the Miami Dolphins simply cannot keep around anymore because of the cost. Which leads to the question of, do you trust Chris Greer to go out and replace those guys? Can Chris Greer find enough players to have a defense that resembles last season's in terms of talent? Because Chris Greer is going to be the guy who will draft and who's going to sign free agents. He's going to have to work out all the money issues. Sure, there's other people in the Dolphins organization that help Chris Greer that, if it doesn't work out, could also be blamed. I think Brandon Shore, his name has been out there a little bit, but I think Brandon Shore has a lot more to do with this organization player-wise as far as cap, etc., than is made to be. I think he's a big part of this, and right now I'd say it's a big part to blame. Chris Greer and Brandon Shore. At this point, I do not know if Chris Greer is the right man for this job, which is kind of weird because he's been around for so long. Thinking, he's not the right man for this job. Maybe it could have been said years and years ago. Greer's been a part of this organization. He's been through so much stuff. He's been through so much reshuffling of the coaching staff and of the front office, and he's always survived, which speaks well of him. Maybe some of his survival recently has to do with the whole incident with Stephen Ross and what Stephen Ross was accused of saying and what the investigation said he really didn't say. And I'm not going to get into more because I don't know anything factually. All I'm saying is Chris Greer is still there. And what has Chris Greer done to still be there? The Miami Dolphins haven't won a playoff game since 2000. He's been around for much of that. He's had big jobs. And he's still there. So, if you are someone who is a big believer that Chris Greer will right this ship. Got to pop that P when I say that. Because I've seen commentary online. I've seen people say Chris Greer is doing a great job. So you must be a believer. And you can believe in whatever you want. If you think Chris Greer is the man to restock this Dolphins roster, you think the Greer-McDaniel pairing will go down in history as a great pairing, if you believe that, my simple question to you is, you believe that based on what? What has Chris Greer done that has made you say, okay, whatever off-season shuffling I read about with the Dolphins, I'm good. I'm good because I know that Chris Greer is running the show. If you're a believer, again, I have no problem with you believing in whatever you want. You can believe in Santa. You can believe in the Tooth Fairy. You can believe in Chris Greer. Whatever you want to believe in, UFOs, you have that right. But tell me why you believe in that. What has made you believe in that? I'm skeptical. I don't have a ton of faith that the Dolphins will be able to restock everything. Greer getting Tyreek Hill was a home run. It was the best move he's ever made. But is Tua the right guy at quarterback for the next decade? How much is Chris Greer willing to pay him? Is he willing to put up his whole legacy on him? It's an interesting set of questions. And things got real now because when Tua was on his rookie deal, Greer's pretty much playing with funny money. The Dolphins, they didn't need a lot of money invested in the quarterback position, which is a great position to be in. He was able to go out and make big splashy moves. Really, at any position he wanted. That's why they got Jalen Ramsey. That's why they got Tyreek Hill. He went and made big moves. He was able to. Now, there's a pivot. The Dolphins have a bunch of youngsters who were relatively cheap before, but they're soon going to command a big payday. How will Chris Greer balance it? How is his team going to balance it? It's not an easy task. The days of the funny money are at the very least on pause. So now Chris Greer is going to have to do some actual very good GMing. And I'm not sure he can because he hasn't shown me anything. He hasn't built a consistent winner in Miami. They haven't won a playoff game in 24 years. So can Chris Greer get the job done? When I think of Pat Riley, yes, he can get the job done. When I think of Bill Zito, yes, he can get the job done. Can Chris Greer get that job done? And if you believe so, what makes you think that? That's all I want to know. Maybe your financial advisor hasn't been getting the job done. Great reason to get a hold of Trajan Wealth. Trajan Wealth is located locally in Palm Beach. You have goals in 2024. We're 3 months in now. It's the beginning of March, approaching the middle of March. If you haven't started planning those goals yet, like you're thinking, what am I going to do? I got these goals. Contact Trajan Wealth. Don't wait any longer. Visit TrajanWealth.com. That's TrajanWealth.com. You go to Trajan Wealth, you contact them, you tell them what your goals are, and they will help you design a plan based around those goals that you have made. If you want to call Trajan Wealth, you could do that. 561-390-1000. It will cost you nothing to set up a meeting with Trajan Wealth. Don't wait any longer. Get a hold of Trajan Wealth today. Advisory services are offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor, and this is a paid advertisement. I told you this hour was going to be all about general managers. the GMs of all of our teams in South Florida. I talked about Zito and the Panthers, Pat Riley and the Miami Heat, Chris Greer and the Miami Dolphins. Now, what about the new guy on the block, Peter Bendix? Now, technically, he's not the GM. He's the president of baseball operations. What do I think of Peter Bendix? How much confidence do I have with him being the Marlins chief? The Marlins don't seem like a team that's willing to go out and make big moves. They had a very quiet offseason. They're a team that's offensively challenged, and they let their biggest home run hitter walk. Maybe Peter Bendix is a brilliant baseball mind. The problem here is, and he's brand new to this with the Marlins, but organizationally, I don't think Peter Bendix is going to get the support, even if he's good. Will he be allowed to make the moves that are necessary to build an actual long-term winner in Miami? Because if he develops players and then it's time for a payday and the Marlins won't pay him, well, then what do they do? Look, last year, the Marlins had a great run. I thought it would light a fire for the Marlins, saying, hey, this group surpassed anyone's expectations. The postseason run was awesome. Let's give them every single resource to do it again and be even better. Let's get more pitching since Sandy's going to be out for the season. Let's add to the offense. Let's go all in and win. But that didn't happen. The Bruce Sherman regime, it looks a lot like the Jeffrey Loria regime. A postseason team, and then the best they could do is add Tim Anderson. And it looks like Tim Anderson is on the downswing of his career. Sure, they're going to have Josh Bell for more games and Jake Berger for more games. But what about spending money? Luis Arraez comes over. He wins a batting title. He's a game changer. He expresses interest in signing a long-term deal with Miami. What does the front office do? They take him to arbitration over a few bucks. A serious franchise the first day of spring training would have had a news conference with Luis Arraez, Peter Bendix, Bruce Sherman, and Skip Schumacher to announce, hey, we have signed our best hitter long-term, a big money deal. Peter Bendix is brand new, though, in Miami, and it's hard for me to make any judgment on what he will personally do, but it will be very difficult if the Marlins don't give him support. That's all the time I got for this Thursday afternoon. We'll do it again tomorrow. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.